This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker says, the Quartet X was the greatest band to emerge from the L.A. punk scene in the 1980s, and that the band's new album, Alphabet Land, can take its place alongside the best work they've ever done. Alphabet Land is X's first album of new material with the band's original lineup in 35 years. Ken says it's proof that getting older doesn't mean being less passionate.
Listen to that. The hammering beat of the drums by DJ Bonebreak, the razor slash guitar riffing of Billy Zoom, the sweet and sour harmonies of John Doe and Exene Cervenka. Yes, X, the greatest Los Angeles band to emerge from punk rock, is back. The music on this new album, Alphabet Land, is the sound of X snatching back its past in order to fuel the music of its future. When X first emerged in the late 1970s, it was a mixture of influences at once unique and familiar. Exene and John Doe met at poetry readings at Beyond Baroque, a bookstore and performance space in Venice, California. The two of them, poets turned songwriting collaborators who were also briefly married, shared a literary sensibility akin to the beat poets of the 1950s. That same decade inspired Billy Zoom, who had played in throwback rockabilly bands. What made them punk was their vehemence, their concise bluntness, their contempt for the fat cat decadence and oversensitivity of the Los Angeles music industry all around them. X didn't sound like anyone else, and the band knew that that meant they were on the right track. Like a lot of bands, X had a big creative surge at the start of their career. They cut their first four albums, all of them excellent, some of them great, in 3 years. Then followed a period of creative and commercial struggle, a burnout and a breakup, other projects, and silence. The new material doesn't have a trace of nostalgia or a slackening of intensity. If anything, the words, the guitars, and the drums possess a go-for-broke urgency, a feeling of, if not now, when? Recorded shortly before our present situation shut everything down, Alphabet Land dramatizes one widespread reaction to the current moment. The feeling that if you're ever going to get something done, do it now and don't waste time.
Stop for a minute and pull away from the crowd. could be so loud, the silent night. Guzzling tequila, spilling cups of coffee. One lover died, but another is hoping. Chimes are chiming for hearts that are broken. Goodbye, yeah, goodbye. Please don't make us cry. So long, yeah, so long. We'll see you out in the sun.
I was lucky enough to be living in Los Angeles when X first got together, and I spent many a happy evening slipping on and off various LA freeways to hunt down the tiny night spots, Knights of Columbus meeting halls, and the abandoned buildings that X found to perform in the days before they were signed to a record label. I would look around these small, hot, cramped rooms and think, why isn't everyone in the world here? Who would not love this music? 40-plus years later, John and Xene and DJ Bonebreaker in their 60s. Billy Zoom is in his 70s. I listen to this new music, and now I think, aren't we lucky to have this gift once again?
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed X's new album, Alphabet Land.